Hi everyone, my name is Dr. Ksenia Gershberg and I'm super excited to be here today with you discussing baby wearing. Okay, now the hormones are regulated, sleep is a hit or miss at the time, and your schedule is completely thrown off. Welcome to motherhood. People say to enjoy your baby as much as you can while they are little, but sometimes that is hard and then the mom guilt sets in. What now? Throw the mom guilt out the door and let's explore baby wearing. There are so many different carriers out there that sometimes it could feel overwhelming to find the perfect fit. When my son was born, we had like 3 to 4 choices. I think there are well over 10 now. As a mom that has tried the Mobi, Tush Baby, and the Ergo, I can tell you the good and the bad. Mobi is way down on my list due to it being more like a fabric piece, and the amount of limited time you have to get it on in the right way, especially with a crying baby, the Mobi might not be as resourceful. I remember that we were trying to get on an airplane and I was trying to figure out how to get it on before we sat down. So it's definitely very difficult, something that is more learned and takes time. It's gentle and the soft fabric has its pros, but definitely not for that parent that needs a carrier fast and ready to go. The Tush Baby is great once the babe is older and you start to want to carry them more on your hip while you use the other hand to do something else. Mom multitasking, I call it. Ergo is amazing. I had the first edition with the infant insert and the 360 edition with my daughter. Both worked wonders and were also great as they got older. They're also really great for their hips. The key is to make sure not to spin your baby around as soon as you think they are ready. They find comfort in facing you, but also the world can get very overwhelming for a small baby. Lastly, it's important to focus on the hips and make sure you're picking a baby carrier that won't impact your baby's joints. In the womb, babies spend a lot of time scrunched up with both knees and hips in the flex position. Following birth, it takes several months for these joints to stretch out, and during the first few months, the ball of the femur is loose within the socket due to the soft cartilages, edges of the hip joint. This is where swallowing comes in and prevention of hip dysplasia. Sometimes when parents bottle either too tight or for too long, this can cause hip issues within the infant. The most unhealthy position for the hips early on in life is the opposite of the fetal position, with legs straight and together. By 6 months, the hips are stronger and that lessens the probability of hip dysplasia. How should you wear baby? The ideal position for carrying your baby is with legs spread approximately 90 degrees in flexion in a seated position. Best position is for baby to be facing the parent, especially if you're breastfeeding. It's a great skin on skin or just having baby right there next to you. Great bonding time as well. I used to love wearing my kids everywhere. And the side carry is great with a Tush Baby once the baby is older and you're not putting as much pressure onto your hip, because we as moms do it all the time. We need to get something else with our hand and hold baby with the other. So if you're going to do it right with some great support. Advantages of baby wearing in ideal position. So baby feels warm in the heartbeat. Baby can hear and feel the voice of the parent. Baby is totally enclosed and feels safe. Movements are more rhythmic and soothing for baby. I remember the Ergo was my to-go-to. If I knew my son or my daughter were really fussy or unhappy, I would put them on the Ergo and I knew they would just fall asleep in there. Burping, digestion, and bowel movements are easier for them. Parents can be more responsive to the baby. And actually, baby can nurse on demand while the parent multitasks. I didn't do this with my first, but with my second, I was more confident. I remember we were outside at a fair and there was just no place to sit and nurse. And I was wearing my daughter and I just fed her in the Ergo. It was really convenient and comfortable, and it was great. And babies are generally happier in the carriers because they're right there next to you. And the baby becomes more conscious and easily develops trust, empathy, and compassion. So those are all great baby wearing and potential problems with baby carrying is just making sure that the hips. I remember a couple of years ago, they came out that one of the carriers wasn't so great on the hips for the baby. And that is why I really like Ergo, because I know with the Ergo, it's safe. The hips are in good position and the baby's comfortable. So those hips are very important while baby is developing. So make sure that you are wearing baby properly and enjoy. Thank you so much for joining in today. I hope that you liked listening about baby wearing, and I am super excited to get more topics and to talk to you on here. Thank you again. My name is Dr. Ksenia Gershberg. I'm a mom of two, a chiropractor for moms and babies, and a birth doula. Thanks so much.